This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
There's a bill that's making its way through the Missouri Senate right now that is aiming to help provide more housing for people, and it's all across the state. But there are some people, specifically in the St. Louis City area, who think that this is going to be the end-all be-all, that if the state just provides these tax credits to developers to convert office space into housing, which is exactly what this bill would do, they think, you know what? More people would move to the city. Listen to Channel 4 reporting about this.
Well, we hear from residents and visitors all the time, after business hours, unless there's a major event going on in downtown St. Louis, it can often feel empty. Well, this bill aims to get more people to move here, all in hopes of breathing life back into downtown.
Let me just give everyone a newsflash who thinks that that's the solution to get people to come downtown. It's definitely not that. Yes, maybe they could use more housing, but until you make the city safer, it does not matter if you have one apartment that's open or 5 million apartments that are open. People will not want to move down here until they feel safer. And it's funny because they're talking about, well, you know, we really hope to get more businesses and restaurants and different companies to also move down here, because what we really need is for people to feel like there's a lot happening. Guess what? The reason why a lot of these restaurants, specifically on Wash Ave, have closed and moved out of here over the last number of months is because they're repeatedly getting broken into.
Or
why are people not
on the street.
Exactly. Drag racing. I mean, you name it, they're dealing with it. Why are people not seeing this? I'm not arguing that this bill is a bad thing, because again, this is statewide. So even St. Charles City could benefit from this. In fact, they talked to the mayor of St. Charles and they were saying how they're nearing the groundbreaking of this city center project, which includes City Hall, a senior center, and 400 apartment units. So there are a lot of things where this could be beneficial, areas across the state. But when you're specifically talking about the city of St. Louis, this is not the answer. This is not going to drive more people downtown. The answer is you need to build up the police department, which will and you need to incentivize more businesses to open up shop here and help them feel safer. Make sure you're actually.
I'm with you. It's more than just a PR problem. And until they acknowledge that, then it's not going to get any better. You see what I'm saying? Like, when I travel, and I don't know if you've had this experience, but I was hiking in Glacier National Park, and I got up to Lake Avalanche out there after this, you know, it's a takes you 45 minutes or whatever to hike up to this lake, and we get up there, and I had on a St. Louis baseball cap, I think, and some guy says something to me, he was talking about Kim Gardner at the time. That's where that crazy prosecutor lives. Like, everybody across America has heard stories about the crime issues in the city of St. Louis. And it's a perception problem, right? And until you change the reality of it, the perception problem won't change. Like, so for example, I have worked in St. Louis for 32 years in media, 20 years at Channel 4, and I've worked over here for 15 years at the radio station. And in all of that time, I have never been a victim of crime in downtown St. Louis. That's worth saying. I've witnessed crime in downtown St. Louis. I've had co-workers who had knives threatened to be pulled on them. There have been shootings a block or two from this radio station. It happens all around me. Just because I haven't personally been a victim of it, my perception is it's not safe in downtown St. Louis, depending on when you're down here. Cars get broken into all the time. You can't erase those things and act like they're not happening. Mm-hmm. The only people you're going to draw to downtown St. Louis are, number one, maybe very well-off people who can afford to live at One Cardinal Way over here and oversee the ball games and concerts on occasion, and not mind people screaming around the streets on the weekends where they once described it as the Wild Wild West, or young professionals who are in their 20-something who think it's cool to live downtown in an urban environment
exactly.
for a little while.
The diehards.
But the minute they start to date somebody seriously or have a family, they're probably getting the hell out of downtown mm-hmm. St. Louis, and they're going to move to a suburb where they feel safer.
And the thing is, a lot of people like living in cities. I've lived in many cities, like actual city areas, when, you know, during my 10-year career or whatever in TV news, and I really enjoyed the walkability. I could walk to restaurants, walk to the library, walk to parks. That's a really big factor in why people like to live in cities, but you really don't have that as much unless you live on Washington Avenue. There's not, or maybe like the really fancy apartments right over Ballpark Village or right next to it, I should say. There's not much walkability happening in the city of St. Louis because so many of these restaurants, so many of these little boutiques have closed up shop and moved.
And the ones that are here, in many cases, except on Washington Avenue, roll up the sidewalks at about 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So when the working crowd leaves downtown, they know the chances of them doing much business after six aren't very good unless it's a, and if there's an event going on. And so they all close early.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure this will be successful, this effort. I think the first step is this crime bill. First step is, once you start enforcing the law more, and assuming Gabe Gore will then follow through and prosecute all of them, then you start to chip away at people's perception that it's not safe.
Right. State Senator Steve Roberts, a Democrat, of course, from St. Louis, is who's sponsoring this bill, and he believes that the legislation could help revitalize the now vacant AT&T building and the Railway Exchange building. To basically pay these, to give tax credits, I should say, to these developers if they turn them into housing.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
The tax credit program, by the way, would be capped, it says, this is a Channel 4 article, would be capped at $50 million per year. The bill allows for up to 25% of conversion expenses to be used in office buildings downtown. A lot of this is just, it confuses me.
Again, it's the difference, like, at the federal level and at the state level. It's the difference between government trying to force something to happen instead of, if the impetus was really there, if there was a desire, if there was a demand for more downtown housing, some private equity group would come in here and spend that money. You wouldn't need Missouri tax dollars to support it, right? You wouldn't need Missouri tax cuts to lure people downtown. You wouldn't need that. It would take care of itself. There was a time when they were building lofts and everything on Washington Avenue, and a lot of people lost their rear ends who went over there and bought one, because pretty soon people realized we got other issues here.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to lure people to live in downtown Boston. You don't have to lure people to live in a lot of these communities where it's super expensive, but people are willing to pay it because they like what's going on. They feel relatively safe. Like, we're staying, when we go to Boston later on this year, we're staying at a hotel for a night downtown.
Boston. You gotta say Boston.
Park the car in the Harvard Yard.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm excited about that. And I'm somewhat familiar with that area, just having gone there many times as a kid. But it's just very different. Like, if I came to St. Louis, I would probably be more... In fact, when anyone asks me where I should stay, I don't tell them downtown St. Louis. I would probably tell them to go out a little bit. Like, if you can, stay more in, like, the Clayton area. It's just, this is not it. And you know what neighborhood really needs to be careful right now is the Central West End. I used to live on the outskirts of the Central West End, and it's still a great area. There's still so many businesses there that will attract a lot of these people, especially these young professionals who love that vibe that they have going on there. But I'm telling you, I'm hearing more and more issues of car break-ins and carjackings and robberies. There's just shootings. It's just, there's a lot happening there. I know that the people who work, the employees, the nurses who work at Barnes Jewish, they've dealt with many, many car break-ins recently at the parking garage where they park.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
Channel 5 is moving.
You butt up to North City, so you're not that far away from crime capital, basically, of our entire region. It used to be, I remember growing up, it was East St. Louis. It felt like that was like, growing up, I felt like my parents, it was like Mufasa and Simba. Like, Simba, like, this is all of our territory, but like, don't go over there. Yeah. It was like the elephant graveyard area. Like, you just don't go into East St. Louis. And now it's, I remember talking to my parents about this years ago, and they were like telling me, you know, oh, now it's really transitioned to North City. And I just remember being so dumbfounded by that, because
still don't go to East St.
Well,
Louis.
Still don't go to East St. Louis. But when I had to cover stories there as a reporter at Channel 4, I remember thinking, this feels kind of like a movie set, because it's relatively abandoned. There are certainly still people there and things happening in that area, but it's not like it used to be. People have packed up and left.
Yeah, I think you're right. And you know, the great thing about it is that once Kara Spencer becomes mayor, we're going to merge with St. Charles and Arnold, and we're going to bring all these outlying communities into a big regional government. Remember that soundbite we had earlier this week? Don't be afraid.
Do we have a drop by, I know I quote Austin Powers a lot, but do we have a drop of Dr. Evil going, how about no? Because we really need that.
We do, as part of the No Merger Minute, I think, is in there somewhere. So, in case you missed that earlier this week, the most likely next mayor of St. Louis is interested in a regional approach to government. That's better together on steroids. She doesn't just want to capture St. Louis County. She wants to capture the wallets of the people in St. Charles who've moved out of the city and eventually out of the county to get away from the high taxation and the tyrannical government. So now they want a more regional approach. They're widening the net so they can get you if you've moved out of St. Louis County, even to avoid some of the problems. Wow. It's a mess.
Get more at 971talk.com.